Just one halakha from today's daf, Gemara Berachot, daf lamid bet. The Gemara said in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, Kol kohen sheharag et hanefesh lo yisa et kapav. Any kohen that kills somebody cannot make kohanim. And the Gemara substantiates that with a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Ufarischem kapechem. When the Kohanim are going to lift their hands up to bless the people, A'lim einay mikem. God says, I'm going to deny them. I'm going to cover my eyes from them. Why? Yedechem damim aleu. Because their hands are filled with blood. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Chaf Het. Maran has a very strict opinion on this, like the opinion of Harambam, that says that even if the Kohen killed Beshogeg unintentionally, and even if he made Teshuvah as a result of it, still he cannot make Birkat Kohanim. While the Ashkenazim are a little bit more lenient, they say that if the Kohen made Teshuvah, he can make Nesiut Kapayim. However, if it's the Faradim, any Kohen that killed in that circumstance, whether it was Bimizid on purpose or Bishogeg by accident, unless it was what we call in Halakha a total onus. What is a total onus? A total accident beyond his control. The fellow was driving according to the laws of the speedy. He wasn't speeding. And all of a sudden somebody jumped in front of his car, which means there was no way for him to stop. He wasn't doing anything reckless. That would be considered onus. In that case, Hacham Avaya is lenient and says the fellow can make Birkat Kohanim. However, let's say the question is a person who killed a goy. Example, he's in the Israeli army, he's a soldier. And he went and he kills Arabs in wartime. Chavavadiyah also has a teshuvah on this in Yechavedat, and he says, mutar, it is permissible for him to make kohanim. Maran discusses a mohel. Let's say you have a mohel that he was circumcising the child, and as a result, the child died. Is that considered murder or not? Maran says it's not considered a problem, and he could still make Birkat Kohanim. Maybe the child wasn't a full-term baby. Maybe something else happened that the child got sick as a result of it, and therefore the mohel was involved in a mitzvah. He wasn't intending over here to murder at all. From that, the poskim want to make a connection to doctors. So you have a doctor that was dealing with a patient, and of course he was not reckless. He didn't pull out any feeding tubes or stuff like that. He just was dealing with the patient, and the patient died. As a result, if that doctor is a Kohen, he is still able to make Birkat Kohanim. So therefore, this halakha does have some ramifications. God forbid, if somebody was speeding, for example, in a car, and he was reckless and killed somebody, even if he makes the Teshuvah, if he's a Kohen, he would not be allowed to make Birkat Kohanim.